hours to protect on Beat.
It's a crisp, sunny winter's morning and I'm on the outskirts of Kilkenny City visiting one of Ireland's largest architectural salvage yards and what many people consider a treasure trove.
My name's Harry Maharaj. I'm one of the middle brother of the family business here, and it's Kilkenny Architectural Salvage. And yeah, we're based at the old woolen mills down on the Bleach Road, a couple of minutes outside Kilkenny City Centre.
Harry, his father and two brothers run Kilkenny Architectural Salvage, and it sits on the banks of the River Nore on an expanse of land.
Yeah, my granny and granddad basically bought this site back in the 50s, 60s. And it was an old woolen mills back in the 1900s. So a huge amount of history here. You can see the old chimney just up behind me there and lots of old buildings. And yeah, we're very lucky. We have kind of 6-7 acres of outdoor space and 3,000-4,000 square foot of warehouse full of everything and anything you can think of.
And when Harry says everything and anything, he means it. If you're looking for outdoor seating, Kilkenny Architectural Salvage has it. A statue of a Buddha, they've got you covered. Memorabilia, ornate dog bowls, timber, it's all here.
Our job is to kind of keep it as interesting and fun for people when they come down. And that really stems from who we're buying from. And that's from buying from the general public. So that could be, you know, yourself, maybe you just have a few pieces of furniture you're looking to move on. Maybe it's somebody downsizing and they don't have the space anymore. Or it could be maybe somebody has passed away and the contents of the house, the kids don't need it because they have their own houses and they're selling on pieces. Or we could be going into a pub, a restaurant or a 5-star hotel when they're renovating and doing a clearance. So that's what gives the real eclectic mix from anything from, as you said, garden furniture, old gates, timber flooring, beams, pub memorabilia, general furniture. Like, it's, you really just don't know what's going to be coming in. And people often ask some of the weirdest things we've had in. Like, we've sold everything from confession boxes to life-size horses made of buffalo bone all the way down to a brick.
But how do these products and salvage yards like this one in Kilkenny help the environment?
My dad Robin has been running the business here for 25 years, and we were only talking about that when we had that anniversary over the summer, the amount of stuff that he has brought in here that would potentially have ended up in landfills. Like, it's incredible to even think about the amount of items.
Harry and his family have seen a change in people's attitude to things they don't need anymore.
More often than not now, I think people are becoming more educated and realising that there's businesses like ourselves that they can actually call and go, look, we have this job coming up in a couple of weeks. There's going to be 10 doors coming out, some windows, old kitchen units. It could be an old floor coming up, tiles, whatever it is. And they contact and say, you know, is there a few bob in it for us if we have them out? And worst case, even if we're only taking it away, it's saving them on the cost of buying a skip and having it outside the front door. And then more importantly, this stuff ending up in a landfill where, you know, at the end of the day, I think people are becoming more and more aware of the damage that's doing and the importance of kind of the circular economy. And the most important thing on all of these secondhand items as well is, you know, their carbon footprint is zero because they're a secondhand item. You know, they've run their life already. When they were initially made, they were used. And technically now, when you look at any of the EPA stats or anything, any secondhand good like that, there is no carbon footprint from it. So, you know, you really are doing your little bit. You know, more often than not, when you buy something that's salvaged, you have a bit of a growl for it then yourself. And when friends or family come in and you kind of go, look at my new coffee table. Like, you know, I picked it up for 25 euros or 50 euros. It could be a couple of hundred euros, but it could be worth thousands.
You'll find Kilkenny Architectural Salvage on Bleach Road in Kilkenny, just outside the city. They have a really active Instagram account. Just search for Kilkenny Architectural Salvage.
People come down thinking they know what they want and more often leave with something else. You know, they come in looking at flooring and they leave with a nice bird bath or something like that. But I think it's very much people come down and enjoy walking around. And we run a very kind of standoff style of business as well, where we just let people wander around, having the little bit of a thrill of kind of going, you know, rummaging around a bit and maybe moving a few things to kind of look behind and see if there's something there. Times have been tough as well with bills going up and people are thinking about, can I get an extra few euro in my pocket? But they do know they can always just get rid of it and throw it in a skip or just call someone who'll just dump it for them. So they're trying to get a few euro. But at the same time, I think, and more importantly, they are aware, I'd be happy for this, you know, nice dresser to find a new home. And yeah, they might have bought it and it might be an old original mahogany dresser and the next person who buys it might paint it pink. But that's up to them. But at least that dresser now is going to maybe live another 15, 20, 30 years, and maybe that person will do the same thing and it'll avoid going to landfill for a long period of time.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.